When the market goes up and down, you might feel a little anxious or have questions. Where do you stand? Are you protected? Do you need to do anything differently? This is Fidelity's Money Unscripted with certified financial planner Ryan Victorin and me, Allie Donnelly. Today, we're talking market volatility and what to ask your advisor. Ryan, what's the biggest question you get during market fluctuations?
Yeah, Allie, by far it is, am I going to be okay? And am I still on track for my goals?
And what do you say to that question, especially when things are emotional?
Well, I would say two things. So first of all, let's just take a breath, okay? Like, that's the first one. But the second one is let's revisit the plan we had going into this volatility. Because really any plan that we would have put in place really would have accounted for the fact that volatility is sort of a normal part of the market.
I know we shouldn't obsess about a moment in time or a look at the portfolio or the headlines, but if I'm feeling a little itchy when I hear stay the course, like what kinds of questions can I ask my advisor if I want to look and see if I'm okay with the retirement or long-term plans?
Yeah, so going back to the number one question that I get, like I said before, which is, am I going to be okay? That is the question that we can ask. So it's like completely fine to call your advisor and ask that and say, you know, I really want to revisit the plan. But rather than focusing on that short term, like the ups and the downs, or like you said, when you like log in or you see a headline, I would go back to what I call the who, the what, and the when. Who are the important people in your life? What are the things you're hoping to accomplish, and when are they happening? And ask the question, has any of that changed? That can have a bigger effect on whether we should change any part of the plan rather than the short-term market fluctuations. So I kind of sit in that space, and that can make it get a little bit easier when I say something like, let's stay the course. You say, okay, it's because nothing's actually changed in my life. Okay, great.
And you know, a plan you've built is intended to weather the storm.
Yeah, absolutely. It should take that into account. Yeah. So I think, you know, having that type of discussion can alleviate that itch.
But if I feel like I want to do something, is there something for me to do?
Yeah. So again, I'm going to say it again. It's revisiting the plan, right? But the other thing that I think comes up is this idea of risk tolerance that should, you know, an action can be, let's reevaluate what that means. And we toss around that phrase a lot in this industry, you know, risk tolerance. But I think the point of that to focus on is the tolerance part. Like what type of ups and downs in your portfolio in the market can you actually tolerate? And it's times like this that I always say true risk tolerance comes out in times of volatility, not when the market's just sort of like going straight up. And so I think the action could be talking to your advisor and really saying, okay, what am I actually comfortable with? And that might also lead to maybe we rebalance or maybe we do, you know, start to make a change, but not the market, you know, fluctuation itself. It's how you're feeling about things within the context of everything.
Dig in there a little bit. Like you're with a client and you're trying to determine, are they still comfortable with their risk tolerance? What does that conversation look like specifically?
Well, I want them to sort of like visualize what could happen. In times of market volatility, it comes up, right? But in particular, the real volatility that comes is tied to or in and around a recession. Market volatility, you know, is normal. Recessions are, you know, a much broader, you know, bigger deal. And so I want you to sort of visualize, what is that going to be like for you before it happens? And like sit with that for a little bit. And sometimes I give them a bit of a homework assignment. Like, I want you to go home and visualize this for yourself. And then we come back and have another discussion about it. And sometimes my clients say different things where they say, no, if the market comes down, I realize that's an opportunity for me. I see that as a buying opportunity. But some clients say, I thought I could. I can't. You know, I'm just not comfortable with, you know, with this. Or it also facilitates a conversation between maybe like a partner. You know, two partners, I should say, is, you know, one might be more comfortable, one might not. So that's what that conversation kind of sounds like. It may not even mean that there's an action. It's just talking about it sometimes really helps.
And visualizing.
But
still, I hate to be like negative Nancy here, but like if I'm looking at my portfolio and I'm seeing my 401k go down or I'm seeing my portfolio go down, how can a market dip affect my retirement or other long-term goals?
Well, I think the important part of that is the long-term part of that, right? So the real question is, how close are you to that goal? right? So if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, you still have a lot of time, possibly until you retire, maybe in your mid 60s. But if you are in your mid 60s, either you're in retirement or you're, you know, approaching it, that might be a time to really take a look to see how that affects. And like, let me kind of highlight an example for you to bring back into more recent memory. If we journey back to 2008, and all the people that are today 60 or 65, they were in their 40s in 2008. And so it was a huge recession, a big market move, but they had a lot of time between now and when they were going to retire. So that was a huge opportunity. And of course, we've seen what the market has done since that time period, right? Fast forward to now for that same group of people who, like I said, are in their, you know, 60s and, you know, maybe 65, they might be in or really close to their retirement. So they would be reevaluating things more so than someone who's in their 40s and 50s. But it's a different experience based on where you are. So it really depends on how far away you are from that long-term goal.
So to that end, what if there is an impulse to say, maybe I should pull back a bit, or maybe I should get out of the market? What what things do you encourage people to think about there?
I would say the impulse is normal, okay? Like, it's an emotional thing because you're watching the money you've worked so hard for, you know, go up and down. And it's fun to see it go up, not so fun to see it go down. But what I would say is the chances that you come out at the right time and go back in at the right time, and there's a name for this, it's called market timing, is really unlikely. And there can be really big, I would say, detrimental impacts to missing staying in the market as opposed to participating in the ups and downs. Let me give you a hypothetical example of this, okay? What if I just took $10,000 in the late 80s and I just put it in the market? I'm not saying putting it in the market is for everybody. It's just highlighting an example. And you just put it in the market and you didn't touch it. You just left it there until, you know, a couple years ago at this point in the, you know, 2023. That $10,000 would have grown to over $417,000, okay? If you just did nothing, tolerated all the ups and downs since the 80s and just stayed in. But had you come out at some point and missed just the five best days in the market from that entire decades-long experience, then you would end up with $264,000 and change, which is a huge difference from that original $417,000.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go one more. If you missed the best 10 days in the market, again, over that entire time period, then you end up with just over $191,000, which, again, a huge difference from the original $417,000. So you can see the power in just staying invested over the course of the whole time period.
So that's staying invested. But, like, what else can I control when things feel out of control?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can't control the market. We can't control the economy. We can't control administrations. Like, we can't control any of this stuff. What we control is your own, you know, financial picture. I always say sort of like get your financial house in order. But also think about, there's so much coming at us with social media and, you know, online and in the news and everything. Like, maybe control how much we consume, because it can actually fuel these, the fire of these feelings, as opposed to like alleviate some of the concern. But you also want to think about, like, how do I get a sense of my cash flow? And how do I have a sense of what my emergency savings is? Or, you know, if I get kind of, there's rumblings of job changes, like maybe I update my resume. Maybe I'm coming up with a contingency plan. So it's things like that that you can start to control.
What about opportunities in a market like this?
Yeah, so that's kind of like the flip side of what we were talking about before. Like I said, for the people who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and maybe they're just getting started, it absolutely is an opportunity. So what I would say for anybody in that kind of boat, or they feel really comfortable, you know, with that type of experience, is make sure you don't just like pause because things are, you know, volatile. Is there a plan for it? Like, are we going to take action when there's some sort of, you know, opportunity that we see, some sort of market dip that could be a buying opportunity that someone might interpret that? But also, I love to see things automated, right? Just like remove the, I feel like I should do this out of it, because our feelings tend to be counterintuitive to investing. And so just like have the paycheck, still put the money in the 401k, still save into your IRA, still save into your brokerage account. The opportunities to just keep moving through.
Right.
But still revisiting the plan to, based on how, you know, far away you are from your goals makes sense.
Terrific. If people are leaving this conversation with some final takeaways, what do you want those to be?
So definitely, you know, I'm going to say revisit your plan. But I'm also going to say it is take that breath. Like, just let's calm down a little bit. I know it's hard, but the calmer we are, the better types of decisions that we make. But call your advisor. Ask the questions. It's totally fine. That is literally what we're here for. And so it's okay to dig into, am I still going to be okay? Am I still on track?
Yeah. And sometimes, like you said, it's just that conversation that gives you peace of mind.
Yes.
Oh, Ryan, it's been really helpful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
For more on managing market volatility, head to our website. It's fidelity.com/moneyunscripted. We share ways to stay invested, strategies to help you protect what you have, and potential opportunities when markets are down. Thanks so much for watching or listening to Money Unscripted. It's your life. Get your money's worth. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Stock returns represented by the S&P 500 index from January 1, 1980 to December 31, 2023. Source, Fidelity, Asset Allocation Research Team, Bloomberg, as of 12/31/23. The hypothetical example assumes an investment that tracks the returns of the S&P 500 index and includes dividend reinvestment, but does not reflect the impact of taxes, which would lower these figures. Best days were determined by using the one-day total returns for the S&P 500 index within this time period and ranking them from highest to lowest. There is volatility in the market, and a sale at any point in time could result in a gain or loss. Your own investment experience will differ, including the possibility of losing money. It is not possible to invest directly in an index. All indexes are unmanaged. Fidelity does not provide legal or tax advice. The information herein is general in nature and should not be considered legal or tax advice. Consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific situation. Stock markets are volatile and can fluctuate significantly in response to company, industry, political, regulatory, market, or economic developments. Investing in stocks involves risks, including the loss of principal. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Information presented herein is for discussion and illustrative purposes only and is not a recommendation or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any securities. The views and opinions expressed by the Fidelity speaker are his or her own as of the date of this recording and do not necessarily represent the views of Fidelity Investments or its affiliates. Any such views are subject to change at any time based on market or other conditions, and Fidelity disclaims any responsibility to update such views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice, and because investment decisions are based on numerous factors, may not be relied on as an indication of trading intent on behalf of any Fidelity product. Neither Fidelity nor the Fidelity speaker can be held responsible for any direct or incidental loss incurred by applying any of the information offered. Please consult your tax or financial advisor for additional information concerning your specific situation. This podcast is intended for U.S. persons only and is not a solicitation for any Fidelity product or service. This podcast is provided for your personal, non-commercial use and is the copyrighted work of FMR LLC. You may not reproduce this podcast in whole or in part in any form without the permission of FMR LLC. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917. Copyright 2025, FMR LLC, all rights reserved.